talking about Alderney now and the land use plan, which will set out the framework for all planning decisions for the island in the future. It's a step closer to coming to fruition today. Three separate strategies have been published: an economic development strategy, a plan for protection of the island's heritage, and proposals to protect the environment. They're all up for public consultation over the next month and form the basis of the final draft of the plan. Well, the man behind the work is Planning Officer John Young, and he's been explaining what the draft strategy is when it comes to economic development.
What this strategy has done is to take stock. What floor space have we got here for commercial, retail and so on? And then look to see what extra needs there are in the future, particularly if the population aspirations of Alderney are met. Because as we all know, and I found here, the population level at the moment of Alderney is suboptimal. And it does need to come to a higher level. That brings with it an increased requirement for workspace. There's a need for more office space, and there is a need for industrial and storage space. There is also the vital need to conserve the retail businesses in Victoria Street, where there we have a superb offering, far better than any village community in the UK of its size, with all the things you might need. But we need to have policies to help those businesses thrive. Then we've got the difficult issue, where I don't pretend the document solves this, it is tourism. I think the island is very dependent upon niche tourism, and then we do need to address the future of what the future needs for the right type of space, of the right quality, in the right place. There's further work to be done on that, but there's no question in my mind the policies need to be framed of change of use, which we don't currently have. And therefore, decisions about changing use of those premises have to be made on an ad hoc basis. That's not good enough. So I suppose that's still work to be done on that.
How about your strategy for the natural environment?
The task was set by AREP was, let's do a stock of all the environmental assets we've got. What special places have you got? What special habitats have we? What special sites are there and species? And to set down what protections are in place, what designations. And that report sets those out in great detail. What I think we've discovered is we've got a wealth of environmental assets of international importance. We've got Ramsar designation. But on balance of that, there is not the depth of environmental regulation in Alderney that one would see in other places. But nonetheless, there's a lot of good news. Water pollution, for example, the water quality here is extraordinarily high. There is no nitrate pollution. There is no evidence of pesticide contamination. Low intensive agriculture, high quality water. And so the report goes into all those areas of what we need to do is to conserve that precious environment.
The third of your proposed strategies covers what you describe as built environment and heritage. What does this involve?
Well, again, a similar stock take, but very much about the built structures that perhaps people take for granted. Firstly, we've got the what you'd call listed buildings, which I think most people will understand. And here we've got the real quality of St Anne, which is a absolute jewel in the crown. It's a gem. An unspoilt urban community on the top of a hill with a wealth of agricultural type vernacular buildings. We've got, I think, at the moment 120 listed. The report takes stock of all of them and suggests that the committee should be looking at listing and protecting about another 90 of those buildings. But as well as that, where Alderney is well ahead, it has law for conservation areas. What we need to do is to refine those boundaries and ensure that we've got everything just right. Beyond that, we've also got the military structures. Also, the wealth of military fortifications is the finest in Northwest Europe. And I think all that has been documented, and in fact the appendix, which we haven't put on the state's website, it's a huge document. It's got so much material on it, World War II sites, the Napoleonic structures, all documented in detail. They've suggested that it's so overwhelming, that evidence, that there is a case for Alderney making a submission to the UNESCO for a World Heritage designation for the island of Alderney. And I think that when I saw that recommendation, it blew me away, as did when I first read the first document. But there are negatives. Planning law only protects down to the low water mine. There are a wealth of marine assets, and indeed there's the position of the islets, Peru, Ortac and so on, right out to the Caskets. Although these are in ordinary territorial waters, there are no planning law jurisdiction in place, and that presents problems with, for example, international cables, and I say no more about that at the moment. But the report or the document says that that's something the state should look at, is extending the planning regime.
That's Planning Officer John Young there, speaking to our Alderney reporter David Earle. So, people of Alderney, now is your time. You've got the next month or so to have your say in that public consultation over these three separate strategies that are going to form the basis of the final draft of the plan for the island. It's 8:45.